This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Some of the Montezuma County Commission's response to the recent surge in coronavirus infections have included reopening the County Emergency Operations Center and monitoring hospital capacity. But the commission has not formally recommended wearing masks and often criticizes the state for issuing such mandates. KSJD's Austin Cope spoke with Commissioner Jim Candelaria about the decision and why he says it comes from the commissioner's desire to respect a resident's views on whether or not to wear them.
I think one of the deeper issues here is the idea of respecting somebody and also looking out for their safety. And one of the reasons why the mask debate has become such a big thing is because you have one side of the population that is saying, scientists are saying that mask wearing will protect somebody else. And you have public health officials saying a similar thing. And yet you have another section of the people who are speaking in terms of their own personal viewpoints, where they've done, you know, quote unquote, their own research. And they see that recommendation as an infringement on their personal rights and their personal views. And they see that as disrespectful. So where, how do you bridge that together?
They see it as disrespectful or breaking a constitutional right. And we hear that all of the time.
Right. On one side, you have somebody who is saying, this person's not wearing a mask. They're being disrespectful to me and to somebody who could catch the virus. On the other side, you have somebody talking about, well, don't tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. How do we bridge that gap, and what is the commissioner's role in that gap?
That's a $100 question, and I wish I could give you a $100 answer to it.
What as a commissioner are you doing?
Here as a commissioner, here's what I do. When I walk into our public health department, we have given our department heads the latitude to run their departments the way they feel they need to run it. Our department head at public health is a appointed position, not an elected official. She asks that we wear a mask. When I walk into that, because I do have to communicate with her, I respect the way she's running her department, I will put on a mask. I don't argue with it. That's respect.
But she is she's not mandating you to wear a mask. She's asking.
She's asking.
At what point do you see it becoming a mandate?
I don't see it becoming a mandate.
So if somebody in your office is saying, please wear a mask, you see that differently than somebody in charge, say the governor. You see the governor's act as a mandate. You see your office work, you know, somebody in your office as a request. How do you draw that line?
I think you can get a lot more with a request or than you can with mandates. Mandates don't work. That's an extreme. And to me, extremism on either side never works. So that's where I'm at, is if you ask with respect to somebody, I think you're going to get a lot farther. That's not what has happened.
Maybe that's the question that we're trying to answer then as a community, is how do we ask with respect, isn't it?
How do we ask with respect?
How do you ask with respect?
Because ask with respect differently than somebody else.
Right, but you personally, how do you do that? Say you're trying to get, you know, your family member to do something. How do you do that?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
How does that play into the way you govern?
It's how I ask a family member. First of all, I have to know my family members, because one, I can ask and get anything, and the other one, I have to walk very softly and gingerly and try to figure out how am I going to get to these people.
Right.
And that's what we have right now. We have two different sides of the people that we all govern.
Right.
So
how as an elected official outside of the home, right? How, if at all, does that
here's what
play
we
into
have
it?
Asked as an elected official: if you're sick, stay home, wash your hands, take care of yourself. Those are respectful asks. And if people choose to go out into the workforce and be sick and then contaminate other people, is all we've done is ask. We have asked people to stay home if they're sick. How do you mandate that? How do you control that?
Right.
There's no way to control that.
And that's a more important thing, what you're saying, than the effect that somebody has by going out into the world and infecting other people.
I think that by asking people to do the right thing, you're going to get more of that done than by trying to mandate and push something down somebody's throat. I don't think you're going to be successful. It's proven to not be successful right now, just within our state. You know, this is a mandate, but you go around the state, there are people not wearing masks anywhere. And for whatever reason, they're not conducting a interview or speaking in a public meeting.
Sure.
So I believe we need to get back to being good people and respect and asking and knowing that when you ask, you might get a no. But then at that point, you have to be able to remove yourself. Say, okay, I don't need to go here or you don't need to be here.
That was Montezuma County Commissioner Jim Candelaria speaking with KSJD's Austin Cope. An extended version of that interview on the commission's response to the virus, including the decision not to wear masks at meetings, can be found at ksjd.org.